Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
Have you had a wholesome experience with a stranger? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. We got this from a listener who emailed us. Brenda said, I had a knock on my door, and when I opened it, there was a stranger with a gift card to a local garden store for me. I'm like, what is going on here? Apparently, her kid had been pinching tulips from my garden every day to give to his mom.
Oh, no.
And they wanted to pay for it once they figured out whose garden this was coming from.
Okay, that's hilarious and also sweet.
She said, I thought squirrels were doing this, and I regretted planting them the year before. Not being able to enjoy them, I spent the gift card on more bulbs. So, imagine this little boy going into this person's yard and snagging flowers for his mother.
That is
adorable. Yeah. I mean, it is adorable. Love it.
Oh my goodness.
She goes on to say, when I was a teenager, I'd run out of gas on my motorcycle on an expressway and was just coasting off the off ramp when a car literally followed me under the shoulder. I walked back and it was a woman that simply said, get in, I'm going to buy you gas.
Oh.
And on the ride there, she told me she used to ride, and someone did the same thing for her once, and she'd been waiting for years to repay the kindness.
That's so sweet.
I love that.
I do too. Yeah.
That is awesome. You know, we recently had a neat experience with a neighbor, and it was a little kid doing, you know, he was selling, I don't know if you guys have seen that stuff that you can buy now that if you add a little bit water, you can sort of like make a snowball with it that's fake snow.
Oh,
you can make.
No.
And he was selling snow in the summertime along with pops, you know, like sodas
in
and
Arizona.
Cokes. Yes, yeah. In Arizona. It was
that
adorable.
It is so cute.
It was so cute. I wanted to buy his snow so bad. I'm like, you know, we kind of have a rule out of our house. A little kid comes to your door selling something, we're going to buy it.
Aww.
I don't care what it is.
Man, I wish I'd lived in your neighborhood growing up. We had a lot of fundraisers. Right.
Well, it is kind of funny when, like, my kid was going door to door selling candy bars for sports. You got so many grumpy people. It's like,
oh, yeah.
It costs that much? And it's like, no, do you understand? This is a fundraiser.
If we ever sold anything edible, I ended up buying most of it because I just ate it.
Wait a second. I did the same thing. My mom noticed one day, why is all your lunch money missing to go buy lunches, you know, at school?
Yeah, right.
Found out that I was putting my lunch money into the baseball candy bar fundraiser, and I was eating all the candy.
That's way better than a school lunch anyway.
Yeah, so you're having a Hershey's bar for lunch.
I was. Exactly.
The healthy thing she was picturing.
Love yes, it. That's right. Talking about acts of kindness from neighbors. This little kid was not being kind. He stole the tulips out of his neighbor's yard to give to his mother.
He was being kind.
Yeah, he was being kind to his mother. How adorable is that? So, what has happened with you? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Linda's with us. Tell us what happened.
There's a neighbor, and he's in his 90s. His wife has Alzheimer's. They still live in their home. Their daughter, who's, I guess, in her 60s, maybe early 70s, moved in to help them. And 2 months after she moved in, she's passed away.
Oh.
So another neighbor who I never even really knew, and I don't know him personally, but he has stepped up and he is taking care of this gentleman's veterans benefits. The elder gentleman never even applied for any benefits from the military. And apparently they'll arrange for someone to help stop by and look in on him. I heard he vacuumed their whole house the other day.
Wow.
You know, and just somebody I've never even, you know, I've passed his house 100 times, but I've never really met the person. But, you know, I heard this about him and I was like, wow, he's a real nice guy.
Wow.
Anyway.
That is a nice guy.
Yeah, and the man that's in his 90s, I can't imagine what that's like, thinking your daughter's coming to help you with everything, and then she passes away. That's
got
to be just crazy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for your show. Love listening to you guys. And God bless you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Maybe you've know of a neighbor that's done something pretty cool like that. 888-888-9976. If you ever want to talk, you can call us at 888-888-9976. Text us at 58326. If you want to get to us on Facebook, just search for FLR Mornings, and that's what Jenna did. And she sent this along. I love this, guys. My daughter Lexi was in tears because her school bus driver stopped the bus in the middle of her route and yelled at her.
Oh.
For quite some time. Her daughter says 10 minutes, probably wouldn't that long, but in front of all the kids because she was sitting on her knees and braiding her friend's hair.
Oh.
I guess the sitting on the knees is what infuriated her bus driver. Maybe it's not safe. You know,
right.
I don't know. She kept tearing Lexi down with words, and her delivery was completely uncalled for. And after Lexi calmed down and we talked it through, I asked my daughter this question. You want to do something radical? Sure, she replied. How about you respond to your bus driver in love, because she clearly is lacking it right now? She just seems to know anger and frustration. How about tomorrow morning you present her with some freshly baked cookies and maybe a hug?
Oh, wow.
You know, she says, we know that technically she doesn't deserve it. If anything, she owes you an apology. But after all, it's what grace is all about. So my daughter said, can we bake the cookies now? And the next morning, Lexi handed her bus driver those cookies, and the woman sat there in disbelief because she knew in her heart of hearts she overreacted in pure anger and foolishness. And yet here she comes, you know, this little girl comes to her in love. The bus driver asked her, she didn't even have, she goes, can I have a hug too?
Oh.
And just like that, peace entered in.
Wow.
It's a good reminder for us all. Mm-hmm. We can react in a lot of ways to things. What if we did what this little girl did?
It changes things.
It does.
It really does. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, my first instinct has always been to match somebody's energy.
Oh, I think most people.
So you know how this feels.
Yeah.
We actually had a very, it was kind of a small incident, but we had a really kind of rude cashier this weekend. Just frustrated. I had a couple of things weren't working properly. And every time I asked her a question, she snapped at me. And so when we were done, I said, well, I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And immediately her demeanor changed. And she was like, and you could tell she kind of felt bad for how she'd snapped at me. And she was like, you know, you too. I hope you have a good one. It just changed everything in that moment.
Neat.
And
yeah.
I was like, well, maybe I should try that more often.
What we don't know is what caused it.
Yeah.
I don't think what we initially do on our own is causing someone's anger. There's something else going on.
Yeah, right.
And that's the thing, is we just don't know what's happening there with that bus driver or, you know, the person that checked you out at the store, Misty. You just don't know. There's something in the background happening or, you know.
Probably.
And you're just kind of getting the brunt of it. Yeah, help each other out. See how you can totally change somebody's life today. We have Aaron and Jennifer Smith with us, and they've written the book, The Marriage Gift, 365 Prayers for Our Marriage, a daily devotional and journey to inspire and encourage. And they've got a passion for strengthening marriages. They've been doing this for quite some time. They've co-authored several books. And we were talking to them about, why is it difficult to sometimes pray with your spouse?
The intimacy involved in prayer, in many ways, much more intimate than physical intimacy. When you have to reveal yourself out loud in front of your friend, in front of your spouse, you're often revealing parts of yourself that you're guarded. Usually those are secret things. Those are private things. Those are just between you and God, per se. But there's something very intimate about praying with your spouse, going before the throne room of God, going before God and revealing those secrets. that's one of the reasons we wrote this book, is we want to see marriages experiencing this intimacy with each other, because they may have their other areas of intimacy just fine, or maybe they don't. But this area of intimacy, there's this something that holds you back. There's something that feels difficult to step into that. And we wanted to give a tool, a resource, something that they can sit down and say, okay, we desire this. As a husband, I desire to pray with my wife, but I don't know where to start. I don't know how to do this. Or a wife, like, I desire to pray with my husband, but I don't know where to start. And we just wanted to have something that they could do together. And it would be a catalyst for that intimacy in their marriage, that prayer life for their marriage that they would experience together.
You know, when my wife and I first got married, I was in seminary. And Becky, for the longest time, wasn't real interested in praying with me because she thought I would judge her, because here I am, this learned man of God.
Oh, we shouldn't be laughing.
Yeah, they're like, you are? So it was difficult for her to do that. So I can kind of get some, it's a very intimate thing to do, is pray.
It is.
Yes.
So, yeah. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. You just have to start somewhere.
You do.
Right.
Yeah.
And their book is a great resource for that. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe you figured out something that's helped you in this area. You can give us a call at 888-888-9976. But yeah, it's that's tough. Hey, if you want to hear the full interview, it's on our podcast.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Maybe you're like me, and I might even drag Misty into this one as well.
Uh-oh.
You find yourself pretty content with texting, quick little messages back and forth. I love you, miss you, that kind of thing. Until this weekend, when my husband and I joined our friends at their ranch off grid.
Oh
my goodness.
Really?
When I saw the little indicator that we had no longer any cell service, I knew my life was about to change for 2 days.
Wow. Oh, so you spent the weekend there or what?
Yes, we spent the weekend with our friends at their ranch and their wonderful front deck. And I found that we were sitting out on the deck in our jammies all together, so relaxed with a cup of coffee and our feet up, and talking, like really unhurried conversation. And wow, I was like, I have really missed this kind of connection.
Mm.
You guys, it was amazing.
Wow.
We were telling full stories, remembering back to, we've known them for many, many years, remembering back, talking about the future as well. It was refreshing to my soul.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
We don't engage in that like we used to.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
So many times I was like, oh, I need to look at my watch. What time is it? I didn't have my watch on.
Oh, I'm thinking, that's good.
Oh my gosh, I need to look and see what's going on with the kids. Mm. Well, my phone was
useless. Cell service. Oh, wow.
Right.
Man. Yeah.
You know, there is something about that disconnection from your device that you just need every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even know I needed it until
I think sometimes we don't realize what we truly sacrifice to the chaos of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Until you are given a chance to not have to. And
right.
Then it's like, man, this is really great. Because I can actually talk myself into thinking that those things are not at all, you know, I don't want to say worthwhile, necessary. That's a better, you know, it's like, I got stuff to do. But then, you know, when you have a chance and it's like, man, I wish I engaged in this more often.
Yeah.
No, I have to admit, first you have to experience the discomfort.
I was going to say, there's withdrawal symptoms, right?
Oh, totally.
Oh, bad. Yes.
It's time for the good news of the day. Tell us about your good news at 888-888-9976. Mark is with us. Tell us what's going on.
About a year ago, Jesus Christ got a hold of me, shook the foundation out from underneath my feet. And today, I run a Bible study on TikTok, and there's 3,000 to 4,000 people that come in through daily that hear the Word of God. And I just wanted to say that He took me from ashes. He is my comforter, my savior, my companion. Can't wait to meet the guy.
I can't wait either. Well, now I gotta know, Mark, you said that Jesus got a hold of you. How did that happen?
Well, it came down to, did I want to stay married or did I want to continue drinking or doing drugs?
Oh.
I started seeing a therapist that's a pastor, and he started telling me about God, and it completely changed my life.
So it sounds like your life has changed. I would assume you're off of alcohol and drugs and your marriage has changed.
Yes, I am sober and my marriage is actually wonderful. Yeah, my wife is coming to serve the Lord.
I love how just coming to Jesus and your spouse watching how it affects your life and how it changes you, it's kind of like a snowball effect.
Yep.
And you'll just see it ripple through your marriage and your whole family.
Yes, you're right. It all started with me, with the changes that I made, and then it led to other people, including my children, seeing that this isn't just another phase that dad goes through, that he's actually stuck to, and it's changed not just my wife, but my children.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's great news.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, we want to hear your good news. What's going on in your life? Call right now. 888-888-9976. Reverse gossip. Has somebody said something nice about you and it came back to you? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. John Acuff, he's an author, a speaker. He was out taking a walk, and he recorded this while he was walking, and I thought this was pretty good. Listen to this.
So today I have a really simple, really easy challenge for you. Here it is. It's called reverse gossip. It's something my friend Kevin taught me. Reverse gossip is when you talk good about somebody behind their back. So for instance, if your friend Eric is amazing at hosting parties, you tell your friend Tim that. You say, hey, remember that time Eric hosted that party? It was so generous. It was so kind. I mean, they went all out. Or if your friend Amanda has a tremendous sense of style, you tell your friend Cindy, man, Amanda always looks fantastic. She's so great at picking out shoes and clothes and whatever. Or she's great at running a business. You reverse gossip behind their back. It's an amazing, very simple way to encourage somebody. And often it gets back to them.
You know, I know this has happened with me. I know I've heard from somebody something kind or nice that somebody else said. But you know what? I don't remember what it was. And I think it's because I'm real quick to go, oh, yeah, I blow it off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
In fact, usually when someone pays you a compliment, what do? Oh, that thing. Or
diminish it immediately.
We do. We just kind of blow. We just, meh. Why do we do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I guess it's kind of false humility in a lot of ways.
Is
because
that what
you're
it is?
Sort of encouraging them to continue on. Like, convince me some more.
Oh, you think so? Oh, well.
Well, maybe it's just me.
But I didn't quite hear that compliment. Can you say it louder? That kind of thing?
Could you elaborate on that?
I feel like for me, it is very difficult to believe anything nice said about me. It is oh so easy to believe anything remotely unkind that is said about me.
Yeah, well.
You know.
It's because of the pain.
Yeah.
Well, what is it that they say that if something unkind is said, someone has to say 10 kind things to undo bad thing? Mm-hmm. And then maybe that just shows how the positivity doesn't stick there like the negativity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why we don't remember those situations.
Right.
But just think that saying something, having it get back to you what somebody said, wow, that's really nice. Yeah. That feels good. That's empowering. That's encouraging. Maybe just blow it off.
Maybe we should stop doing that. Easier said than done, but we should elevate the positive in our minds and suppress the negative. Because really, when people say bad things about you behind your back, it's not really about you. Mm-hmm. It's about something in them and their need to elevate themselves in that moment. So we really shouldn't take those things to heart.
That's true. Yeah. People are trying to elevate themselves by knocking you down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And then we kind of nurse the pain, if you will, you know.
Yep.
At least I do. You know, rehearse it and say it over and over again. Maybe we should reverse it and do that when we hear something new.
Yeah. So try to reverse gossip today.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And see what happens. Is it going to get back to that person?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Steve is with us from Mid-Michigan. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to commend the idea of positive gossip.
Yeah, we're calling it reversed gossip. It's where you say something nice about somebody to somebody else, and hopefully it gets back to them.
This morning, my dear pastor friend, Pastor Huffer of the New Life Church in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and talking to some people, and they're telling me he's doing a good job. So I make sure to tell him that I heard people talking about him and they were saying nice stuff.
Oh, good.
I like it.
Yeah.
And he asked me, well, can you tell me who said? I said, no. Because I wanted to think that everybody in his congregation is doing a good job. So rather than thinking, oh, which person is speaking badly against me? Oh, which person is speaking well of me?
That's an interesting thought. Mm-hmm. This pastor doesn't know who at his church was doing this thing.
Correct.
I like that in a way. Don't tell him who it was.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, kind of sneaky, but I like it.
Yeah. It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you. How about having a helping of cane slaw or Toby mac and cheese?
Oh,
we're talking about a tailgate party here, right?
Okay.
Hey, you could win a $50 Amazon gift card. We're giving away 50 of these if you help us pick the songs that we play. For example, which song do you like more? This one? That's Phil Wickham's This Is Our God. Or do you like this one more? It's amazing that you can love me like I am. It's for King and Country. So the Family Life Radio tailgate party, you get to decide what is served at your tailgate party and what should be removed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
So you could vote for your favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for doing that, picking your favorites off the menu, you could be one of 50 people to win a $50 Amazon gift card.
So maybe you want some more Brandon Lake beans.
West best nachos.
Ooh. Matthew West's best. What would you prefer? Literally, you get to be the program director and decide what songs we play and what songs we don't play.
Crowder Chowder.
Ooh, Crowder Chowder is delicious.
That would be good.
It's amazing.
Lauren Daigle Bagel.
That's right. You can vote right now. Sign up. You can win a $50 gift card. MyFLR.org.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
What's bringing you joy today? Our phone number is 888-888-9976. Brenda is with us. Give us your joy report.
My son, Malachi, went to church camp last year, and at church camp, he fell off his bike and he broke his ankle.
Oh, fun! Fun time at church camp.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, that was a great church camp, yes.
Yeah.
And as the ankle healed, the bone kind of fused itself to the growth plate in the ankle, and the doctor decided we had to do surgical intervention. So he went through that surgery. They had to watch over him every 3 months because the doctor was concerned that it was going to fuse to the growth plate again.
Uh-huh.
And he said if it did, and they would have to go in and do another surgery, and they would have to deactivate the growth plate in both ankles so that he would no longer grow from his ankles, and they would have to do two surgeries so that both feet would match. And I mean, talk about trauma.
Oh, that, no kidding.
3 months ago, we went to the doctor and it had started to grow back and fuse again.
That's awesome. Great news.
So we don't have to go back every 3 months and we don't have to worry about it anymore. So that's the power of prayer right there.
Amen. That's right. Well, yes. Thank you so much for sharing, Brenda.
Yes, thank you. You guys have a great day. I love listening to you.
Well, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Having a hard time forgiving yourself or something? Help for you? It's Cankle Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio. I saw this and I thought, oh, this is good. Now, this was secular, but I'm going to add in a Jesus take on this at the end here. Treat yourself like you would your best friend. In other words, you know, when your best friend starts saying awful things about them, what do? You counter it with the encouragement. You're like, hey, you know, you're human, be kind to yourself. And, you know, you say positive things about them. They also say, you know, write out the facts. Write down or speak out loud what happened. This gets the facts situation out and you can see where things are, where you don't want to repeat, where you can't learn from it. And how can you move on? Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I want to say. Think about what Jesus did for you on the cross. And on the way to the cross, have you seen The Passion of the Christ?
Yeah.
I mean, that movie right there, it shows graphically what Jesus did for each of us. And are we blowing that off? Meaning, he went through all of that awful pain for you and me. He forgave you. Well, can I honor what he did?
Yeah.
And forgive myself?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a great repositioning. We don't often think of it that way.
No. Mm-hmm. He did it to completely and totally wipe whatever you've done wrong away. Like it never even happened. A clean slate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like he took that whiteboard right up there, whatever bad it was, and he wiped it completely clean. Like it, like a brand new whiteboard. Like no one's ever written on it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know.
I like it a lot.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. Invite you to like us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Cankle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.